Let us move to the next matter on our agenda, which is Reg 2014-09, which is very similarly situated. Council.
Thank you, Chairman Dickerson. In November 2014, the Commission received a petition for rulemaking from Public Citizen regarding the Commission's federal contractor regulations in 11 CFR Part 115. The petition asked that the Commission amend its regulations regarding federal contractors to include certain factors for determining whether entities of the same corporate family are distinct business entities for purposes of the prohibition on contributions by federal contractors. In March 2015, the Commission published a notice of availability seeking public comment on the petition, and in response, the Commission received approximately 19,750 comments. After considering the comments, the Commission voted in November 2015 on a motion to initiate a rulemaking. Three commissioners voted to initiate a rulemaking, and three voted against. Because the Act requires an affirmative vote of at least four commissioners to take any action to amend a regulation, the draft notice of disposition at agenda document number 22-11-A would deny the petition for rulemaking. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much, sir. Colleagues? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This petition concerned our regulations on federal contractors. Over 80 years under federal law, government contractors have been prohibited from directly or indirectly making a contribution to any political party, political committee, federal candidate, or any person for any political purpose or use. This prohibition serves an important purpose of protecting the merit-based administration of government contracts, avoiding pay-to-play, and ensuring that government personnel involved in contracting decisions are free from political coercion. And we have seen in the last number of years, including since this petition was last voted on, new cases that arise, corporations that have very intricate structures where it is not clear who's controlling the decision making, but they set up legal boundaries, and I think that our commission, our regulations are inadequate. Perhaps my colleagues actually agree with me on this. In MER 7180, Geo Corrections Holdings, last August, our Office of General Counsel had collected evidence clearly demonstrating that GCH acted as little more than a corporate shell for other entities that were indisputably government contractors. We had RTB on that on a bipartisan basis, and yet when it came up again, our the current panel of commissioners, our colleagues said that the Office of General Counsel may have been well-intentioned, but absent formal rulemaking, there was really nothing that we could do. So it seems to me that formal rulemaking, there seems to be some consensus that we need formal rulemaking on this topic. Now, I'm not going to make a motion that we initiate one today because I've been told that it would be ruled out of order, but we certainly will be preparing a proposal to present at a meeting in the near future.
Thank you, Commissioner, for the discussion? Seeing none, are there any motions? Mr. Fipsey?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Try to get this one right. With respect to Reg 2014-09, Federal Contractors Draft Notice of Disposition, I move approval of agenda document number 22-11-A.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm pausing in case council would like to weigh in on the motion. Is there any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion passes with four in favor, Commissioner Broussard, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Traynor, and myself, one opposed, Commissioner Weintraub, and the Vice Chair unavoidably absent. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters the Commission needs to discuss?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Thank you very much, sir. The meeting stands adjourned.